Hello, I'm Temeskin Debasai with the BBC News. Two leading women politicians from Hungary's governing party have resigned following outrage over a case involving child sexual abuse. Kotlin Novak, Hungary's first female president, and Judith Varga, a former justice minister, pardoned the deputy head of an orphanage who'd been jailed for covering up the crimes of his boss. It's an embarrassment for the nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban, whose Fidesz party has put child protection and traditional family values at the core of its government. In a televised interview, Ms. Novak said she'd made a mistake.
I apologize to those whom I may have offended and to all the victims who might have felt that I didn't stand up for them. I have constantly advocated for the protection of children and families. Today marks my final address to you as president, as I tender my resignation from the post of President of the Republic.
The government of Trinidad and Tobago says it may declare a national emergency over a huge oil spill caused by a ship that ran aground and overturned on Wednesday. About 1,000 volunteers have joined government staff to try to clean up the oil that has covered some of the island's pristine beaches. Specialist divers have been trying to isolate the leak from the vessel, which was abandoned by its crew. The head of Tobago's assembly, Farley Agustin, says Tobago's southwestern coast has been affected.
We estimate about 15 kilometers of the coastline is now blackened by this material. And at this point, to be honest, we are open to the assistance from anywhere. We also have the United Nations calling both the chief administrator and the director, indicating that they want to come and contribute to the effort and certainly to the rehabilitation effort.
Myanmar's military rulers have announced that all young men and women will have to serve at least 2 years in the army. The military has been struggling to contain a series of insurgencies. Mickey Bristow reports.
A law allowing conscription was introduced in 2010, but has never been enforced. The military has said it now will be. The army seized power from Myanmar's civilian government in a coup 3 years ago. Since then, it's struggled to recruit new soldiers. And over recent months, it's been defeated in a series of battles with ethnic militias and anti-coup fighters, conflict that has stretched the army's resources. This announcement appears to acknowledge the difficulties it faces.
Voters and politicians in Pakistan are still waiting for the final results of the general election, with threats of protests in the coming hours unless it's published. The parties of the jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his rival Nawaz Sharif are both claiming victory. Results so far put candidates backed by Mr. Khan's party in the lead. BBC News. Israeli police have clashed with protesters in Tel Aviv who demanded the government do more to secure the release of hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza. Some demonstrators started fires, blocking a main road. Donald Trump has begun campaigning in South Carolina, where he hopes to deliver a further blow to his only remaining rival for the U.S. Republican presidential nomination, Nikki Haley. Ms. Haley, who's a former governor of the state, needs to beat him in the primary vote there in 2 weeks' time if she's to have any chance of turning her campaign around. The former president, who's been addressing a large crowd, gave his reason for appointing her his UN envoy.
We don't need people like this. And I'll tell you what, she did a job. She was fine. She was okay. But I didn't put her there because I wanted her there at the United Nations. That was up to me. I wanted to take your lieutenant governor, who's right here, and make him governor. That's what I wanted.
The United Arab Emirates has announced that three of its army personnel and a Bahraini officer have been killed and two others hurt in what it called a terrorist act in Somalia. A statement by the UAE Ministry of Defense said the victims were training local troops. A Somali soldier reportedly opened fire before he was shot dead in Gordon Military in Mogadishu. The Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab said it was behind the attack. The UAE Ministry said that a joint investigation with the Somali authorities was underway. King Charles has expressed his thanks for the messages of support and good wishes he's received since it was announced that he'd been diagnosed with cancer. The British monarch said his admiration for the organizations and people who cared for those suffering from cancer was all the greater as a result of his personal experience. It's not been revealed what type of cancer the king is being treated for. World News from the BBC.